Hi, I'm Sandeep Gautam, and you're listening to Psychological Musings. How important is it to frame the goal correctly? For example, a student can frame a goal as getting good marks in the exam, or he can frame the goal as not failing in the exam. So which of these framings would be much more motivational and much more effective? And does it work the same way for everybody, or are the individual differences in personality of the student going to affect whether he should frame the goal in a positive way or in a negative way? We'll look at all this and more in this week's episode of Psychological Musings. And in the while, we'll also take a look at prospect theory, sunscreen usage, and skin cancer. So off we begin. So this is a study of sunscreen usage. Sunscreen prevents people from having skin cancer, and they potentially do not have a lot of side effects. So we'll just do a diversion into prospect theory for a while, which is the theory which was elucidated by Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky. As per it, if you have two options, which are the same options, but they are just framed differently. One is, let's say, a certain option. The other is a probabilistic option, which means that there is a risk involved. And if one of them is the certain option is framed in gain terms, but the probabilistic option is also framed in gain terms, then you will probably take the more risk-averse option in this situation. But on the other hand, if they are negatively framed in terms of losses, then you would probably be more willing to take a more risky approach to the whole situation. So why is that relevant here? That when you are talking about using sunscreens to prevent skin cancer, then this is a risk-averse situation. So ordinarily, the framing, if it's more in terms of gains, then it should be much more powerful. So that should promote the sun-protective behaviors rather than messages framed as per the loss framing. So what do I mean by framing in terms of loss or gain? So when we encourage someone to use sunscreen to prevent skin cancer, we can either say a message like, hey, listen here, if you use sunscreen, then the probability of you getting cancer would be decreased because of the protective effects. Or you can use it, so this is a gain framing, that you are getting something good out of the fact that you are using the sunscreen. The other framing would be, hey, if you do not use sunscreen, then your probability of getting the skin cancer becomes very high. So this is sort of scaring a person, and this is a loss framing, that if you do not use something, the sunscreen in this example, then you are going to get skin cancer. So this is a sort of threat or punishment sensitivity it's tapping into of the person. But when you frame it like, if you do use sunscreen, then you would be protected from skin cancer and will enjoy good health, then you're tapping into his reward sensitivity. And because this, as I said earlier, the use of sunscreen does not cause any short-term side effects, but it has good long-term benefits. So it's a risk-averse situation. So gain framing would be much more powerful here. So is that the case, that all the messages should be gain framed for persuading people to use sunscreen? Or would it depend on an individual's personality? So just take a moment to think what would be the case. And to elucidate the same, I would refer to a paper by David Heavey and Michelle Dolan. It's a 2014 paper in Journal of Health Psychology. And that paper basically investigated this phenomena. So they had a hypothesis. The hypothesis was that people who are more sensitive to rewards, those who are more approach oriented in psychological terms, would benefit more from gain framing, while those who are more preventive orientation or more avoidance orientation would gain more from framing the messages as a loss in the loss framing situation. So why is that so? So to understand that, we have to understand that people are typically of two types. One type is more sensitive to rewards, looks at goals in terms of how I can approach those goals. Like, this is the state that I desire. I want to grow in that direction. The other sort of people are people who are more avoidant, in the sense that they have avoidant goals. They want to avoid a certain state. Avoidance goals are goals like, I do not want to get eaten by the tiger in the savannah. So that is an avoidance goal. Or that I do not want to fail in this exam. So there's a end state that you do want to avoid. And some people may be more inclined to frame more and more goals in avoidant terms because they are more sensitive to punishments. And their behavioral inhibition system is much more proactive. While other people would be more sensitive to rewards and their behavioral activation system is much more prominent. So they would be much more sensitive and would like to frame all their goals in terms of approach goals. So what the authors of this study did was they classified people, they gave a questionnaire and classified people between those who are approach oriented and those who are avoidance oriented. And then they gave them, randomly assigned them different messages of sun protection, skin protection messages regarding the use of sunscreens. And some of them were congruent messages. That is, the approach person got a gain framed message that if you use sunscreen, then you would be healthy. And a avoidance motivated person got a loss framed message that if you do not use the sunscreen, you'll get skin cancer. So these are congruent cases. They also gave incongruent messages, like an avoidance framed person would get a gain framed message and an approach oriented person would get a loss framed message. And then they looked at their intentions for using the sunscreen, whether they actually intended, after this health message has been delivered, whether it caused a change in their intentions to use sunscreen, given the fact that ultraviolet rays may cause skin cancer if sunscreen is not used. So what they found was an interaction effect whereby if you were in the congruent condition, then you were much more likely to use sunscreen, intend to use sunscreen. But if you were in incongruent condition, you were not likely to use sunscreen. What this means is that if I am an approach-oriented person and you tell me a message that if you use sunscreen, then you will be healthy, you will not get skin cancer, then I'm much more likely to use sunscreen. Similarly, if I'm an approach avoidance oriented person, then if you say that if you do not use sunscreen, you will get cancer, if you try to threaten me or sort of scare me, then that will more likely work and I will use sunscreen. So returning back to our original question, does framing a goal always in positive terms, and here I'm using positive in quotes, does it help always? Not necessarily. It depends on what sort of a person you are. If you are typically a person who has a prevention focus or who is an avoidance oriented person, then probably it might make more sense for you to frame some of your goals in terms of losses also, in terms of negative end goals, that these are the end goals that I want to avoid. Not necessarily this is what I want to achieve. So that is what science says, that it's not the absolute thing that whether the goal is framed positively or negatively that is important. But what is much more important is whether how congruent it is with what sort of a person you are, what sort of your natural inclination is. So find out your natural inclination, whether you are typically more sensitive to rewards or more sensitive to punishments, avoiding punishments. And then accordingly, try to frame goals so that the goals are congruent with your disposition. And that way you'll be much more likely to achieve those goals. I hope this makes sense and this would be useful for you. And now I'm off to get some sunscreen, because the authors actually gave free sunscreen samples to the participant. So looking forward to some sunscreen. Although, as recently things have been pointed out, use it with precaution, not to an excess. Thanks. That's all for this episode. I'm Sandeep Gautam, and you are listening to Psychological Musings. Thanks for listening.